Kevin Ennis, you are the king of new homes. Why aren't estate agents good at new homes?
I think most of them think it's a dark art.
Go on.
I think what we tend to experience is a lot of agents think that another agent that's got that new home site is just in the lucky chair, and it's not. You've got to understand it. You've got to understand what the developers are looking for. But the big thing really is land. Land is an agent's only tradable, really, in a negotiation with a house builder. So is it
normally the case of whoever finds the land gets the
yeah, if you broker the land deal, our sort of approach to it is that an agent would command at least a 2% fee for the land acquisition or disposal, and then by doing that deal they contractually build themselves in for the resales. That's the desired result. But most agents don't have a track of or don't know what to do. They miss opportunity. And that therein lies part of the problem.
When you say build in a 2%, is that 2% on the purchase price of the land?
Yeah. Yep.
So how do estate agents find that land then?
So in the first instance, it's about, training the staff. And that's one of the things we really pride ourselves on, is a network.
That's the Land and New Homes Network.
Yep, the Land and New Homes Network. So for any agent that comes on board with us, the first part of that process is they come into our offices in Marlborough for a day of training, and we cover everything from land identification, the planning process, right through to pitching and winning the business, and then looking after it when you've got it. Now, in an ideal world, we'd break that down into sort of segments, but an agent could walk out the door from coming on board and tomorrow need to do a pitch. So we cover everything all in one go. But then we have modules that and webinars and other sort of e-learning around training. And for me, the big piece is that any agent needs to train all of their staff on what to look for and what does a land opportunity look like.
I mean, they don't present themselves just as a planning commission. Have you almost got to get them before the planning?
Yeah, you need to get them before. So, it's everything from the disused petrol station, the empty office building that could flip over to residential, the large back gardens, the rotten bungalow.
Absolutely not.
For an agent to develop and grow a land and new homes business, they need to be catering for every demographic of builder, whether that's Fred the local builder who builds two or three houses a year, through to the big volume guys. Your average agent won't tend to sort of, or initially early on, won't be getting involved in those great big projects. They're strategic deals that might have been done 5, 10, 15 years ago. That's not to say an agent can't do that moving forwards, but where an agent would get more opportunity would be about sort of looking left, looking right in their territory, around where developments, could
be. Have you got any quick wins that, because it's, for the guys out there in estate agency land on what they should be looking for? You mentioned office blocks, because I think the rules changed on planning, didn't they?
Yes, so you've got permitted development rights on office buildings. So through a change of use application, which is pretty straightforward, you could change an office building over to residential in a very, very short space of time. So a lot of people have cottoned onto that, but something that kicked in last October was also now around our light industrial units. So as well as office buildings, you can now do light industrial units under 500 square metres. And there's some very clever tech out there that can help you find those properties. So that's, there are two very quick ones. The bungalow or the low-value house that's standing on a large plot, bread and butter, big back gardens maybe that could be assembled with neighbours. Good opportunity for landowners to unlock.
And you can teach agents.
We teach them all of this. Yeah, we teach them all of this. But we also give them an overview of planning as well. And that's not to say that we want an agent to become a planner, but I think they need to have a basic awareness of why a piece of land might get planning and why it might not.
Maybe we could talk about all these in the further interviews.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.